How to read a third-party work order before you accept it. A field guide to reading a third-party or dispatch work order before you accept it. Authorization limits, pay rate, trip vs. diagnostic fees, who buys the parts, callback terms, and the red flags that mean decline the job. From the Launch My HVAC knowledge base, what it is. When you take work from a home warranty company, a third-party facilities slash dispatch network, or a property management portal, the job comes to you as a work order. A digital ticket with the customer's info, a problem description, and a pile of fine print about what you'll get paid and what you're on the hook for. Unlike your own customer, you didn't set these terms, the network did. The work order is the contract for that job. Reading it carefully before you tap accept is the whole game, because once you accept, you've agreed to every term buried in it, including the ones designed to protect the network at your expense. This isn't about whether third-party work is good or bad. It can be a fine way to fill a slow schedule. It's about not getting burned on a ticket you didn't fully read. Why it matters. Third-party work runs on volume and thin margins, and the networks write their terms to favor themselves. The difference between a profitable dispatch job and one that costs you money is entirely in the fine print. A low authorization limit that strands you mid-repair, a trip fee that doesn't cover your drive, a parts policy that forces you to front cash, or a callback clause that makes you eat a second visit. Techs who accept every ticket without reading get a schedule full of jobs that lose money. Techs who read the order and decline the bad ones stay profitable. Same network, different outcome. It comes down to reading before accepting. What to check before you accept step by step. The authorization limit, the not to exceed. This is the single most important number on the order. It's the dollar amount you're pre-approved to perform without calling for further approval. If the auth limit is $150 and the actual repair runs $600, you must stop and get the extra approved before you do the work. And if you do the work first and ask later, you may eat the difference. Always read the auth limit first and assume the real repair could exceed it. Your pay rate slash labor reimbursement. How much does the network actually pay you for the labor? Dispatch networks and warranty companies typically pay below your normal shop rate. That's the trade for them feeding you the lead. Know the number. If it's well under your true hourly cost, the job loses money no matter how it goes. Trip fee vs. diagnostic fee, and who pays it. These are two different things and the order should spell out both. The trip fee is for showing up. The diagnostic fee is for finding the problem. Critically, does the network pay these, or are you supposed to collect them from the homeowner? Some warranty jobs have the homeowner pay a service call fee to you on site. Some pay you a flat dispatch fee and nothing else if there's no covered repair. If you can't tell who pays you for a no repair visit, that's a question to answer before accepting, not after. Who pays for parts, and when? Read this twice. The order will say one of. The network supplies the part. The network reimburses you for parts you buy. Or you front the parts and bill them. If you front the parts, find out the reimbursement timeline. Net 30 is common, net 60 plus happens, and slow pay networks can have you floating thousands in parts for months. Also check whether they require you to source parts from a specific supplier, sometimes at prices that kill your markup. Callback slash recall terms. This is the clause that quietly costs the most. Many networks require you to return for free if the same problem recurs within a set window, often 30 to 90 days. That's somewhat reasonable for your own workmanship, but read whether you're also on the hook for a different failure on the same system, or for the customer simply being unhappy. A broad callback clause means you might do a second full visit for zero pay. The scope and problem description. Is the described problem even an HVAC job you can do? Vague description: system not working, hide whether it's a 20-minute capacitor or a compressor replacement. Photos help. A thin description plus a low auth limit is a recipe for an unpaid surprise. Payment terms and deductions. How and when does the network pay you, and do they deduct fees from your payout? Some take a percentage or a per-ticket fee. Read the payout mechanics so the number you're picturing is the number you actually get. The red flags that mean decline. Authorization limit far below a realistic repair cost, with no easy path to get more approved on-site. You'll either work for free above the limit or leave the customer hanging. Labor pay clearly below your true hourly cost. The job is a guaranteed loss. Full stop. You front all parts with a vague or 60-plus day reimbursement timeline, especially from a network you don't know. That's an interest-free loan to them with your cash. A broad callback clause that puts you on the hook for free return visits beyond your own workmanship. No clarity on who pays for a no-repair-slash-not-covered visit. If you can roll a truck, diagnose, find it's not covered, and walk away with nothing, that's a dry call you paid for. required parts sourcing at prices that erase your margin, a network with a reputation for slow payer chargebacks. Ask other contractors before you commit. The terms can look fine on paper and still pay you in 90 days or claw money back. Pressure to accept instantly with no time to read. Any system that won't let you read the terms before committing is a system you read very carefully or skip. Tips and gotchas. Read the auth limit before anything else and call to raise it before doing work that exceeds it. Never after. Photograph and document everything on third-party jobs. The nameplate, the failed part, model/serial, your readings. Networks deny claims over missing documentation, and good photos are how you get paid and win disputes. Track the real cost of each network. Log what you actually netted per job after their deductions, parts float, and any free callbacks. A network that looked fine can turn out to lose you money once you total it. Know your floor and decline below it. You're allowed to turn down work orders. A schedule full of break-even tickets is worse than an open slot you fill with your own profitable customer. Watch the clock on approvals. If you need extra authorization and the network is slow to respond, you can lose hours standing in someone's basement. Build that risk into whether the job is worth it. Get the who pays for the no-cover visit answer in writing for any warranty network. It's the most common way these jobs quietly lose money. Bottom line, a third-party work order is a contract, and accepting it means accepting every term in it. Before you tap accept, read six things: the authorization limit, your labor pay, who covers trip/diagnostic fees, who fronts parts and when you're reimbursed, the callback terms, and the payout mechanics. If the auth limit is unrealistic, the pay is below cost, you're floating parts for months, or the callback clause is broad, decline it. Filling a slow day with a money-losing ticket isn't filling the day, it's paying to work.